St Lazarus Church and Ecclesiastical Museum, Larnaca. Little is known about St Lazarus prior to his raising. According to tradition, he was a Jew born in Bethany, which in Hebrew means City of Dates, a small town near the Mount of Olives, around 3 kilometres from Jerusalem. The name Lazarus is a variant of Eleazar, meaning God is my help. Some say that Simon the Pharisee was his father, and that he had two sisters, Martha and Maria. According to John the Evangelist, Maria was the woman who anointed Jesus' feet with myrrh and dried them with her hair. Jesus himself called Lazarus his friend. On occasion, Jesus stayed in Lazarus's place and had bonds of friendship with the whole family. John is the only evangelist who wrote not only about the raising of Lazarus, but also about the ensuing events. In the apocryphal Gospel of Nicodemus, there's also a brief reference to Lazarus. However, the sources of most of what we know about the life of the saint after his raising lie in tradition and various Byzantine records. In the relevant passage in John's Gospel, it's said that Jesus arrived in Bethany with his disciples 4 days after his friend's death. Lazarus's sisters, who were lamenting the loss of their brother, immediately led him to the grave. Jesus had the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb and then said the famous, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus came out of the tomb, removed the shroud he was wrapped in, and returned to his house. John then continues by saying that the raising of Lazarus increased Jesus' reputation, thus incurring the wrath of the chief priests who plotted to kill Lazarus. Tradition has it that this was the reason Lazarus and his sisters fled the city to save their lives. What intervened between the saint's raising and his second death is a bone of contention between Eastern and Western tradition, since both Kition and Marseille claimed his presence, as well as the presence of his holy relics. The tomb of St. Lazarus in Bethany has been an important place of pilgrimage since the early days of Christianity, as attested by the writings of various visitors to the Holy Land, the Spanish nun Etheria, Eusebius, Bishop of Caesarea, Hieronymus, and Theodosius the Pilgrim. During the Middle Ages, the Church of St. Lazarus in Larnaca enjoyed a comparable reputation. In their testimonies, scores of travellers provide valuable information on the monument and its functions. According to the Eastern tradition, when Lazarus and his sisters fled Bethany, they came to Cyprus, where he was ordained Bishop of Kition and stayed there until the time of his second death. Epiphanios, Bishop of Constantia, informs us that St. Lazarus lived in Cyprus for another 30 years. The Constantinople Synaxarion, that's the biographies of saints, says that the saint was buried in a marble larnax, that's a sarcophagus, bearing the inscription, "Lazarus of the 4 days and friend of Christ." The larnax was later placed in a small church. With regard to the saint's presence in Cyprus, there is a significant 8th century testimony attributed to St. John of Evia, corroborated by later sources such as the Catechesis of St. Theodore the Studite, the writings of a German traveller of 1142, and the Constantinople Synaxarion of the 12th and 13th century, which refers to saint's ordainment by Apostle Peter as Bishop of Kition. According to the Byzantine tradition of the 10th century, around 899 to 900, Emperor Leo VI, the Wise, ordered that the holy relics of St. Lazarus be transferred from Kition to Constantinople. The transfer was described in detail by Arethas, Metropolitan of Caesarea, in 2 speeches he delivered in the presence of the emperor. Damaskinos Studitis and some Cypriot and Athonian manuscripts dating from the Ottoman occupation preserve a tradition according to which Lazarus invited Virgin Mary to Cyprus. She was accompanied by John the Evangelist. A storm drove their vessel to Mount Athos. After a brief stay there, they finally reached Larnaca, where the Virgin offered Lazarus an omophorion and a pair of epimanikia, that's embroidered cuffs, and a vestment corresponding to the Western pallium. Again, according to the Constantinople Synaxarion, the saint is associated with the salt lake of Larnaca. Witnessing a dispute between two brothers over a lake, he prayed, and the lake was turned into the present-day Salt Lake. Towards the end of the 15th century, traveller Francesco Suriano transmits another version of that tradition, stating that one day the saint felt thirsty and asked a lady who owned a vineyard to give him some grapes to quench his thirst. She refused, and he turned the vineyard to a salt lake. One of the best-known traditions associated with St. Lazarus says that one day the saint was strolling through a market and saw a peasant stealing a clay pot. Pausing, he smiled and said, "The clay steals the clay." Following their visit to Cyprus in the 16th century, certain West European travellers, such as Villamont, Pocock and Bayet, expressed misgivings regarding the existence of St. Lazarus' tomb in Larnaca. They claimed that his reputation was already widespread in France, and particularly in Marseille, and pointed out that his grave and his relics were already in that city. Thus, according to tradition prevailing in the West, the Jews set Lazarus and his sisters in a boat without sails or oars and put them out to sea. After much wandering, they landed on the shores of Provence, and from there they went to Marseille, converting people to Christianity. It's also said that Lazarus died as a martyr during the persecutions of Claudius, 41 to 54, or Domitian, 81 to 96, and that he was buried in what is now known as St. Lazarus Prison, a subterranean crypt over which the Church of St. Victor was erected in the 5th century. In the 12th century, his body was translated first to the Autun Cathedral and then to the Church of St. Lazarus in Avalon, whereas his head and a part of his ulna were kept at the Church of St. Victor, where they are still venerated to this day. Contemporary scientific research has led to the conclusion that this tradition is not grounded in historical facts, and that it was concocted in order to render an aura of prestige to the city of Autun and the monastery of St. Magdalene. The monastery was built in the 11th century and claimed to hold the relics of St. Mary Magdalene, which, however, were presented as those of St. Lazarus's sister. After the Second Vatican Council, the Roman Catholic Church distinguished between the two saints named Lazarus, commemorating the 5th century bishop on the 31st of August, in accordance with the Marseille Martyrology, and St. Lazarus of the 4 days on 17th of October, date of the transfer of his relics to Constantinople. St. Lazarus has been identified with the netherworld, hence the funerary character of many churches and chapels dedicated to him, such as the no longer extant church built in Constantinople by Leo VI to keep the holy relics, and the impressive church in the French city of Avalon. In the 16th century, a Russian monk from the monastery of Psov visited St. Lazarus' tomb in Larnaca and took with him a small piece of the relics. Perhaps that piece led to the erection of St. Lazarus' chapel at the Psov monastery, where it's kept today. The impressive church near the port of Larnaca, dedicated to St. Lazarus of the 4 days, is considered the oldest and most beautiful monument built in honour of the saint. It is the source of great pride not only for the city, but for Orthodoxy as a whole. The existing church, which underwent various expansions and modifications through the ages, is an edifice of the Middle Byzantine period, that's around the 10th century. Archaeological excavations conducted on the occasion of the fire that broke out in 1970 have shown that two earlier churches existed on the same site. The oldest one, which constitutes the first phase, was a three-aisled basilica of approximately the same size as the current edifice. Given the tripartite layout of its sanctuary, prothesis, bema altar, and diaconicon vestry, it cannot be dated prior to the 6th century. It seems that the church was destroyed during the Arab raids. The extent of the damages sustained by the church and the dire financial situation prevailing on the island at the time prevented the inhabitants of Kition from building a new church. As a consequence, a smaller one was built on the site now taken up by the existing tripartite sanctuary. According to the Constantinople Synaxarion, After the construction of the Church of St. Lazarus in Constantinople, Emperor Leo VI the Wise, 886 to 912, sent his emissaries to Larnaca to the site of that small church. Tradition has it that Leo sponsored the building of the existing church in return for the transfer of the holy relics to Constantinople.